Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Today we're talking about something from Japan. We're actually talking about some kind of fungus, which is usually something you don't want. Fungus is sort of related to mold. If things get moist in your house, then you start having the stuff grow on the walls or something.
Yeah.
That's mold. It's a kind of fungus. Mushrooms are considered a kind of fungus as well. So fungus can be good and it can be bad, but in Japan, we've got this kind of fungus called koji, and it's actually Japan's national fungus.
Yeah, it's very important to their cuisine, you could say. Another type of fungus could be yeast toadstools. Have you seen those out in the forest as you walk around?
Mm-hmm.
Some you have to be careful of. They can be poisonous or toxic. And others you can eat, as you know, because there are a lot of types of mushrooms that we eat. This is the singular form of the word, guys. If you want to say the plural form, then you're going to say fungi, which is weird, but that's what it is.
Yep.
We're going to talk about how they make some of these popular things in Japan, like sake and miso. I love miso soup. Oh, I can't get enough of that stuff.
Yep,
that's great.
Yep.
And soy sauce. So let's get started. We're going to read through the article first, and then we'll be back to talk about some of these words.
When you think of Japanese cuisine, what comes to mind? The country's most famous drink is sake. Everyone knows about miso soup, and no Japanese meal would be complete without soy sauce. All three of these are made possible thanks to a special but humble fungus, koji, or Aspergillus oryzae. Koji was first written about in ancient China. The fungus's closest relatives are toxic. However, Aspergillus oryzae is a non-toxic mutation. It is a white, fuzzy mold that grows on grains and was likely found by accident. People were probably drawn to its enticing scent of grapefruit and flowers. Then, they found they could use the fungus for cooking and turn it into alcoholic drinks, with sake and shochu being the most popular today. Koji has become so significant to Japan that in 2004, Eiji Ichishima, professor emeritus at Tohoku University, called koji Japan's national fungus. Aside from accolades and its tastiness, koji has health benefits too. Since it's eaten in fermented foods, koji helps promote gut health, improve one's mood, and even guard against dementia. Fermented foods also have antioxidant and detoxifying effects and may reduce the risk of obesity and diabetes. Unfortunately, during Japan's rapid industrialization after World War II, the nation's food manufacturing industry began moving away from fermented foods using natural koji. Instead, it opted for products made through automated fast fermentation. Despite their convenience and lower cost, these products lack the subtle taste and rich nutrients of naturally fermented ones. This is worrying, as a healthy diet has been a factor in the traditionally long lifespans of the Japanese. It seems if this tradition is to continue, a reversal in industry practices might be merited. Since koji offers such great benefits, why not make use of nature's bounty?
So let's get started, guys. We're talking about koji, Japan's national fungus. So when you think of Japanese cuisine, which is so very popular in Taiwan, what comes to mind? What comes to mind just means what pops into your mind when you hear a word or you're talking about a particular subject. When I think of Japanese cuisine, I think of noodles and raw fish. Sashimi.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy what we're talking about today. Not so much the sake, which we'll get to, but I enjoy the miso soup and I love the soy sauce. So cuisine here just means a type of food that a culture produces. There's French cuisine. Some people say the British don't really have much of a cuisine. They say that about America, too, but that's not true. So we're going to be talking about the type of food that is representative of the Japanese people, and we've got a lot of it here in Taiwan.
We certainly do. Yeah. And the country's most famous drink is sake,
yeah.
Which is kind of strange because sake to foreigners means rice wine. But if you're in Japan, sake can refer to any kinds of alcoholic beverages. So to outsiders, sake, of course, specifically refers to a kind of rice wine. So that's the most famous drink in Japan. Everyone knows about miso soup or wedzung tang. I hope I said that right. And no Japanese meal would be complete without soy sauce or jangyo, which of course is very common here in good old Taiwan. Now, all three of these kinds of food are made possible thanks to a special but humble fungus, koji, or Aspergillus oryzae. I hope I said that right. That's a Latin term. It's the Latin classification for this type of plant. We have that in, the natural world. Animals and plants are all given Latin names that only a few people are able to pronounce.
Scientists use them.
Scientists use them.
That's
and they
all.
Probably, you know, so I hope nobody out there is going, huh, that idiot, he doesn't know how to pronounce that. Well, I'm not a scientist.
We looked it up. That's what we found.
We tried to find it. There were actually different kinds of pronunciations from different people. But in any case, that is the Latin classification there for koji, which is, I think it's miju jun in Chinese. Koji, okay? Let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, koji was first written about in ancient China. So, of course, like a lot of things in Japan, this koji has its origins in good old China, okay? Most things in Asia came from China, spreading out, of course, from the central part there. So koji, of course, I guess existed in China a long time ago, and it was written about there. So they have records. There are ancient documents that describe this particular fungus. It's a special but humble fungus. It's real basic, but, of course, it's special at the same time.
Yeah, humble means it's not very expensive. It's not a big deal. It doesn't mean that this particular thing, you know, says, tries to act with humility. No. You could say someone has a humble home, which means it's not real fancy. It's not very expensive, but, you know, it does the trick here. So the fungus's closest relatives, it says, are toxic. Remember, we talked about how it's a fungus. And if you do go foraging through the forest, if you forage, that's kind of a popular term these days for going out into wilderness and picking up natural flowers that you can eat, or maybe you find some herbs that you can eat. Be careful. Not everything out there in the wild is edible, which means you can eat it. Some of it is toxic. If it's toxic, it's poisonous, so it can hurt you. You can also use toxic to talk about a bad situation for you. Maybe your mom and dad say, oh, I don't like that friend of yours. That's the toxic relationship. We'll sometimes use it like that, too, to talk about something that's bad for you.
Right. And a similar word is poisonous, but we use that for different kinds of plants and foods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When we talk about, don't eat that, that's poisonous, or that's a poisonous snake. Here, toxic can be used to apply to, say, toxic waste, for example, etc. So, of course, some of the fungus's closest relatives are poisonous or toxic. You could also say that. However, Aspergillus oryzae is a non-toxic mutation. Non-toxic, of course, is the opposite of toxic, non-toxic, which means it's not poisonous, especially if you're wondering whether it is poisonous or not. So don't worry about this. Wow, that's a fungus. Is it poisonous? Is it toxic? Is it going to make me sick? Is it going to kill me if I eat it? No, it's non-toxic, but it's also being described as a mutation. And a mutation is when the structure of a gene in a plant starts to cause different variants or changes that are transmitted in the following generations.
So For example, let's mention the most popular movie. X-Men is really about the mutants, right? They had DNA that had mutated, and they have these special skills and powers now.
Right. And I'm wondering if albino people are considered a mutation or something in melanin in the skin or something like that. I'm not quite sure. But in any case here, this is sort of a change in this particular fungus, the following generation, it had some kind of change in its DNA or in its genes. So therefore, the next generation of this plant became non-toxic. Mm. It was a non-toxic mutation. I don't know if they did that in the laboratory or if it was a natural mutation, but in any case, we can eat this kind of fungus. It's okay.
I don't think this was originally in the laboratory, though. I think it happened naturally because it's been around for several hundred years, so at least.
Or 1,000 years. Yeah.
Now, it's a white, fuzzy mold, that's what it looks like, that grows on grains like wheat, rice, barley, things like that, or grains, and was likely found by accident, which many of the things in our lives were originally found by accident. They weren't planned or created by men. Now, fuzzy is just a word we use to talk about something that's kind of, the texture's kind of frizzy. It's not smooth and nice. There was a bear when I was growing up that was called Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear. I guess it was kind of a poem. So if an animal's fur is kind of fuzzy, it kind of sticks up a little bit. It's not smooth. You can also take a fuzzy photo where the picture isn't clear and you can't see people's features very clearly or whatever you're trying to focus in on. Oh, it's fuzzy or it's blurry. You can have just fuzzy hair. It's just frizzy. So it's got a fuzzy white look to it and it grows on grain. So now we know how it works. People were probably drawn to its enticing scent. Ooh, of grapefruit and flowers. I love the scent or the smell of grapefruit. If it's enticing, it's very appealing to you. It makes you kind of want to either eat it, look at it, doing something like that. If something's enticing, a food, you definitely want to eat it if it's enticing. Scent here is a word that just means something's fragrance, its smell, the scent. We'll often talk about what scent do you wear instead of what perfume do you wear. So this has a really nice scent to it. I think I'd like the smell.
Yes, it tempts you. It attracts you. You want to smell more of it.
Totally.
So they were walking past this grain field. Oh, my goodness. What is that scent? What is that smell? It smells like grapefruit and flowers. I want to check it out. So that's probably how this particular mold or this fungus was discovered by accident, someone walking through a field. And the rest is history. And that brings us up to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Hey, Chinese teacher, don't eat that fungus now. You're supposed to be working. Let's listen to our Chinese teacher now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天来看到要介绍的呢是米曲菌。在前面呢提到了三样日本非常有名的食物。首先是 sake, 清酒，还有 miso soup,味增汤以及 soy sauce 酱油，那么这三个东西都有一个很重要的物质在其中。我们赶快来看一看第一个空格的句子，写着 All three of these are made possible blank one, a special but humble fungus. 他说到呢，这三种食物呢都怎么样一种特殊或者是不起眼的菌类，所以多亏也由于呢有这种特别又很不起眼的 fungus 菌类，才能够有这三样好吃的品项问世。所以搭配句意，第一题的标准答案我们就选择 C, thanks to.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our job here, with our lesson. We're talking about Aspergillus oryzae. Okay, I hope I said that right. Or koji, as it's called in Japan. And we talked about when it was first written about in ancient China. It was probably discovered by accident. People were enticed by its scent of grapefruit and flowers.
And koji then, is actually its English name, too, just
so people
know.
Okay, that would make sense. Well, of course, a lot of words in English come from other languages. sandwiches. Koji is one of them. Sake is another one. And then they found they could use the fungus for cooking and turn it into alcoholic drinks.
Mm.
An alcoholic drink is a drink with alcohol in it. Zhou, as you say in Chinese, it could be anything. It could be beer, whiskey, wine, vodka, gin, etc. Those are all alcoholic drinks. And in Japan, we've got sake and shochu being the most popular drinks today. As I said before, sake in Japan just means any kind of liquor, but to us, it's mijo. I don't know actually how to say rice wine in actually pure Japanese, but shochu is shaozhou, if you wanted to know what that is. It's a kind of drink, I guess, that's popular in Japan. I don't know if it's so popular here in Taiwan.
Yeah, the sake that we're familiar with is made from that fermented rice. It's traditionally kind of sweet, and it's not very alcoholic. But once you start drinking the Japanese definition of sake, it can get very strong, and you can be drunk very quickly. So let's move on to the next paragraph here. Koji has become so significant to Japan, so important to Japan, that in 2004, a professor emeritus means this professor has already retired. He no longer works as a professor. He used to be a professor at Tohoku University. He called Koji Japan's national fungus. So we've got country's national treasure. Sometimes you have a really popular person, maybe an athlete, maybe a hero who's referred to as this country's national treasure. Well, this is Japan's national fungus. So he made sure everyone knew how important it was by giving it this kind of nickname, I would say.
This accolade. I wonder how many other kinds of fungus they have in Japan.
Mushrooms are popular.
Yes, this is the national fungus, aside from accolades. And its tastiness, Koji, has health benefits too. I just used the word accolade, which is some kind of recognition. It's an award granted to something. It's a special honor. So, yes, it has the accolade of being the national fungus of Japan. And also it has its tastiness, of course, tasting like grapefruit and flowers. But it also has health benefits. It's actually good for you. It makes you feel healthy. Now, since it's eaten, or because it is eaten in fermented foods, koji helps promote gut health. It also improves one's mood, and it can even guard against dementia. We all like that, don't we? So first of all, we've got the word fermented here, fermented foods. Usually they undergo fermentation. They kind of sit there in some kind of special solution, and they go through some chemical change. Fermentation most often produces alcohol. If you're making alcoholic beverages, you will have to ferment things for a period of time. And there are different kinds of fermented foods. They're not necessarily alcoholic. So I think
Bean paste. Bean paste is very popular here.
I think chou tofu is actually fermented as well. So it helps do these various things because of fermentation. Ferment is the verb. Fermented is the adjective. And fermentation is the noun. Now, it promotes gut health. Gut is like in your belly, right?
Sure. It's your stomach. It's what we call our stomachs, though, when we're talking about this particular aspect of your stomach, which is you need some bacteria in your gut or in your stomach to help you digest food. But there's also bad bacteria, too. You want the good kind. And this koji helps promote or helps your gut health. So it improves your digestion, your digestive system as well. So that's good stuff. It might improve your mood. That's really good news. I haven't noticed whether, you know, the people in Asia are generally more happy than the people in the West. I don't know. It even guards against a condition, a medical condition called dementia, where you start losing your mind, losing your memory. You can't remember even the names of people in your family. If you guard against something, guys, it simply means to protect against something. So you want to guard against theft, or you want to guard against cancer by eating better foods, exercising. Well, this can help you guard against dementia. Dementia is kind of a general term. There's another type of disease or condition that we often talk about called Alzheimer's disease. It's not quite the same as dementia, but they're similar in that the people who are suffering from it start losing their memories, which is really hard.
Now, fermented foods also have antioxidant and detoxifying effects and may reduce the risk of obesity and diabetes. Diabetes, of course, is tang niao bing. Obesity means you're way too fat, you're too heavy, you've got too much body fat.
Seriously fat to where it's really threatening your health. You could die.
Yes, obesity rates are quite high in the United States, for example. Obese is the adjective. Boy, you are really obese. What happened? You gained so much weight. And here we've got the word antioxidant, which is something that, I guess, fights the free radicals in your body. It means that it inhibits oxidation, which means things kind of change into oxygen in your body or something like that.
Let me just say, antioxidants are to keep you young, people. That's why people eat them. They're also to guard against cancer. So antioxidants, if you see that, keeps you young, prevents cancer. Detoxifying. D means to do away with something. So you're getting rid of the toxins or the poisons in your body. That's good stuff. And like Tom said, may reduce the risk of obesity and diabetes. Yeah, there's a lot of... both of those things going around in the world. Obesity and diabetes, both.
Watch out for that. Now, unfortunately, during Japan's rapid industrialization after World War II, the nation's food manufacturing industry began moving away from fermented foods using natural koji. So after World War II, of course, they had industrialization with factories and production and stuff like that. So they started moving away or stopped using fermented foods, and they used natural koji less and less. Instead, it opted for products made through automated fast fermentation. So it, Japan, opted or chose or selected. They wanted to use products made through automated fast fermentation. If something's automated, that means you've gotten rid of the people and you're using machines. Mm-hmm. Automated production in car factories, for example.
Right. I wanted to mention opted is the verb, of course, but options is your noun, choices. So despite their convenience and lower cost, these products lack the subtle taste and rich nutrients of naturally fermented ones. It's like this in most of our foods today. We're counseled or encouraged to get away from packaged foods, you know, manufactured foods, eat the natural stuff. Subtle means not very strong, kind of hard to even notice that it's there. So you might try to look around for the natural koji. It's tough and it's expensive. So this is worrying as a healthy diet, which is the Japanese diet, has been a factor in their traditionally long lifespans. We always hear about these Japanese live to be, you know, over 100, 110, things like that, because of their cuisine, because of their diets.
Yeah, especially in Okinawa, they live a really long time there. I wonder if this is part of the diet in Okinawa. But in any case, it seems if this tradition is to continue, a reversal in industry practices might be merited. To merit something means you deserve it, you should get it, you have claimed that thing, or you've earned it. So since koji offers such great benefits, why not make use of nature's bounty? Of course, a bounty in this particular sense here means an abundance, an extra supply of something. So yes, take advantage of what nature is giving you. So hopefully you can find some natural koji and live a long time like the Japanese. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第二个空格的句子写着 Then they found they could use the fungus for cooking and turn it into alcoholic drinks with sake and shoju blank to the most popular today.在这里要考考同学们文法句法的结构。前面是完整的句子，有主词跟动词，后面用 with 加上名词，然后修饰一下意味来表达呢是主动的样态，来代表一种附带的状况。也就是说呢，他们发现可以用这样子的真菌来烹饪，然后把它变成酒精饮料。附带的状况就是 sake 跟 shoju， 也 也就是烧灼呢，这两样东西是现今最受欢迎的两项。要注意的是 with 后面加的是名词片语，再用一个 being 来修饰前面的名词片语，所以在这里的句法结构标准答案我们就选择 A being。 第三个空格的句子写着 Koji has become so blank three to Japan that in 2004 Eiji Ishishima, professor emeritus at Tohoku University called Koji Japan's national fungus. 这里提到的是这种菌呢在日本变得的怎么样，以至于它成为呢日本东北大学的教授把它称之为日本的国菌。我们来看看第三题 A. Obedient 顺从的 B. Significant 重要的 C. Innocent无辜清白的 D. Ignorant 无知的。这种菌变得如此之重要，所以才会被称为是日本的国菌。所以搭配文意第三题的标准答案我们就选择 B. Significant。 接着来看到第四个空格 Since it's eaten in fermented foods, Koji helps blank for gut healthimprove one's mood, and even guard against dementia. 在这里提到呢，这种菌的好处可以帮助我们怎么样肠胃的健康，然后改善心情，甚至能够预防痴呆。第四题 A. Exhaust 使竭尽，使精疲力尽 B. Exaggerate 夸大 C. Prevent 预防 D. Promote促进提升。这里看到这个菌的好处可以帮助我们提升我们肠道的健康，所以搭配文意第四题就选择 D Promote。 第五个空格要看到前面的句子提到呢，说在二次世界大战之后呢，日本因为工业化的关系，所以他们就不再使用天然这种米曲菌的发酵食物，然后 blank 5It opted for products made through automated fast fermentation. 怎么样？有了前提，然后这边需要一个转成词，他们就选择呢，使用这种透过快速发酵制出的产品来制造这样子的菌。第五题 A 选项 Nevertheless 然而 B. Likewise 相同地 C. Initially 最初 D.Instead, 反而相反的，就是与前面呢，以前的古老传统的制作方式不一样，现在相反的呢，是用这种快速的发酵的过程，所以搭配文意，第五题我们可以选择 D 选项的Instead。 接着第六个空格前面提到，尽管这样的产品呢方便又比较便宜，后面提到呢 These products lack the subtle taste and rich blank six of naturally fermented wines. 这种快速发酵的食物呢，其实它欠缺的就是这种非常微妙的滋味跟丰富的什么，比起这种是天然发酵的食品来说，欠缺的是这两样东西。第六题 A. Opponents 对手 B. Nutrients 营养素 C. Garments 衣物 D. Documents 文件。因为是天然发酵，所以呢天然的当然有比较多的营养素，搭配文意我们就选择 B. Nutrients。 最后来看到第七格，提到这项传统如果要持续下去， A M blank 7in industry practices might be merited. 如果要延续传统，一个怎么样的工业手法的怎么样呢，是需要能够被大家所持续下去的。那么我们来看一下第七题 A. Shelter 避难所 B. Mystery 神秘 C. Reversal 反转翻转 D. Obstacle障碍物。根据前后的文意提到呢，我们要改变现在的做法，维系传统就必须要翻转在工业上的制造手法，所以标准答案就选择 C Reversal。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you health and happiness in the days ahead. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.